First of all, Kirsten Schkech for Tavi to organizing this year. Kirsten Schkech. I just want to start with two short points before we actually start learning the Shulchan Aruch. One point is it's a feeling which I have, which I just wanted to share with you. It says, something you learn the aloch every single day is muftach, is guaranteed is bein olam haba. So some achronim asked the question that it's interesting because it says, we'll know in others what we say is that every yid is muftach bein olam haba. So what does he add if you're showing aloch b'chol yom? What does he add? So someone said, Moir Geteret, that it's true that really, essentially, a Yid is Muftach, that is Ben Olam Haba. But there's something, there's a great level in that. Ben Olam Haba, Yid who keeps like the mitzvah is Ben Olam Haba, there's nothing to talk about. However, somebody who learns Halach every single day, not only the Olam Haba, but even this Olam Hazeh over here because of Olam Haba. Because you know what you're doing. You simply know what you're doing. And you know, it comes all these situations and all the shalas that involve. If somebody learns Mishnah Berurah and he learns every single day, he's even this world over here because of Olam Haba. The Olam Hazeh becomes Olam Haba because all the spheres and all the doubts actually disappear. And I just had a little story which I heard once from Rebbitzchok Berkowitz, which I think is such an amazing story, which has been recorded. They said that there was Yosef Henkin. Yosef Henkin was one of the Gdolei HaPoskim in America. It was, Chavus or Rebbe of Moshe Feinstein. And he was one of the Gdolei HaPoskim. Mamash, he was about plugged to the Moshe Feinstein. And somebody once asked him, a Talmud once asked him, Rav Henkin, how did you manage to become such a great Poskim? Because what's bad to him was Rosh Hashiva. He asked him, how did you become such a great posik? Such a halachic authority. You could pass in all the shalas. How did you become such a posik? So he answered him, I learned halacha for 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day. He said, 5 minutes, how can that be? I turned around and didn't want to ask him in his face. I turned around and asked the Talmud, how can that be? I mean, I can also do that. I can also learn halachas every single day for 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. So he answered him, the difference is that he actually did it. He actually did it. And that's the answer. If you actually learn every halacha every single day, it's an unbelievable oif too. Fine. Having said all that, let's get down to business. I just want to make one introduction to Simchat Chofres, which I think is very, very important. Simchat Chofres really discusses two aspects, two sides of the coin of one shaila. The name of the simon is Din Chole B'Shabbos. Din Chole, the halachos of a chole, which are in regard of Shabbos. Now, really, there's two aspects, and we have to be very, very clear in that. Otherwise, the whole simon gets very, very confusing. There's two aspects. One aspect is, what is a chole allowed to do on Shabbos? What is one allowed to do for a chole on Shabbos? Right, there's a cholish eish b'sakona, a pikuach nefesh, a lesser madregim, a cholish shein b'sakona, then there's a mechish ba'alma. We'll discuss all these halachas. What are you allowed to do for a person like that? You're allowed to do nisa d'raisa, you're allowed to do nisa d'rabon, you're allowed to ask a goy to do something. All the shalas are going to be, that's one aspect, one side of the coin of a chole, which are being discussed in this simon. However, there's another aspect as well, which is very important. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch simon, Shulchan Aruch actually starts with these halachas. There's the following. We know that there's something called a melacha called toichein, grinding. Melacha, one of the Lamed Tes Melacha is called Toichein. Melacha called Toichein. Now Chazal were very, very worried about that because they knew that refuas, all the Salmonim, all the refuas which were made in those days, in fact to this day to some extent as well, all the medicines were produced in those days were actually made through grinding. You needed to go through process of grinding. You take all the natural growth and you'd actually grind them, and through the process of grinding you'd actually produce the medicines. So Chazal were very concerned because somebody might not be feeling well, and then there's a chashash, he's going to start grinding the stuff, and by doing that he's going to be over on a melacha d'oraisa in order to get to his medicines. And Chazal were worried about that, and therefore they said, you know what, any medicines is also on Shabbos. Any medicines that a person might want to take on Shabbos because not feeling well is also on Shabbos. And this is known as the gzeir of Shrika Samamonim, because a person is not allowed to take any medicines for feeling better for his cholim. And that goes so much so, and that is really the interesting point, and that the Shulchan Aruch starts with that. A person is not allowed to even do other types of medicines which have not necessarily to do with Shrika Samamonim, right? And now we're going to see that very clearly at the later Si'ifim. Let's say taking a tablet, take the actual taking of a tablet, you're not going to start grinding just by taking a tablet. Taking a tablet is an Issa Drabon of Shrika Samamonim. Just the taking and swallowing a tablet is an Issa Drabon of Refuah on Shabbos. And that will also be covered in this Siman. We have to be very clear that there's two aspects. One is the aspect of what melachos are actually not allowed to do on Shabbos for Refuah, which ones are you allowed to do, which ones are you not allowed to do. That is one aspect. aspect, there's another aspect. There's a new gzera which has been created by Chazal, which is the gzera of Shechikas HaMemonim. And these are two aspects, which are all going to, two points really, and two themes are covered in Sin Shin Chof Ches. Okay. Shin Chof Ches, Din Chole B'Shabbos. Mi Sheyesh Loi Meichesh Ba'alme. Somebody who has a slight unwellness, Meichesh Ba'alme, is a lesser dagger of a person who's not feeling well. Meichesh Ba'alme. Vu Mischazek V'Hoylech Kebori. And this person is Mischazek, he strengthened himself, V'Hoylech Kebori. He walks around like a person who's feeling well. Asur Lazes Loi Shum Refuah. You're not allowed to do any refus for him. V'afilu Alide En Yehudi. Even through a goy. Gzeiro. This is the gzera, Meshum Shechikas HaMemonim, as we discussed now, because he might start to grant. If you allow him to have some medicines, you might end up after granting medicines for him, because most refuahs in those days especially were done through granting. Zog the Heilige Mishneh Bura, Mechash Ba'al Mevu Mischazek, Siv Kotten Aleph, De'im Koiv Lev Tuve, De'im Koiv Lev Tuve, if he's got tremendous amount of pain, V'cholokol Gufoi Aledezeh, and his whole body is not feeling well, V'cholokol Gufoi, his whole body is not feeling well because of that, Oy, alternatively, Shinofa Lemishkov, Shinofa Lemishkov is a person who finds himself in bed because of unwellness. That means, Shinofa Lemishkov can be just one specific limb which is hurting him tremendously, and that causes him to go to bed. Even though a chole is we're talking about a chole that hasn't got sakana, mutalasos b'shvilo refuah she'en b'melacha. The Mishnah Berurah paskens over here that for a chole, for somebody who has got the definition of a chole, who is stuck in neufel mishkov and he finds himself in bed, he's really got a lot of pain. For a person like that, you are allowed to take refuah, as opposed to what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, which is only mechash ba'alme. And mechash ba'alme is got the isra of gzeres shechikas HaMemonim applies, as opposed to chole, somebody who's mamash not feeling well. For a person like that, the Chazal didn't ask for refuah shechikas HaMemonim, and he's allowed to take refuah. The same in Chav Zayin Tzif Aleph. And for a person who is taken mamash not feeling well, and he's a chelikol gufoy, you are even allowed to ask a goy to do a melachem. We're going to discuss this at length in Mitzvah Shem and Tzif Yud Zayin. This is just a brief just point that Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Shum refuah. If the gzera of shechikas HaMemonim applies to even something which is not actually melacha, as we discussed, even taking a tablet is also mis'is drabonon because of this gzera. Save cotton gimel. Va'afilu alide en yehudi. Hayinu afilu dvorim shurak mishum shvus gam ken osu al yodoi. Kiven shurak mechash ba'alme. Somebody who's got a mechash ba'alme, really just a slight type of headache, a slight type of unwellness, you're not allowed to ask a goy even to do an isra bonon for you if that would help. You're not allowed to do that because a mechash, Chazal were more stringent on the mechash than on somebody who's properly a choyle. That is Seif Aleph, Seif Beis of the Shulchan Aruch. Mi sheyesh lo choyli shal sakona. Now we're discussing a different type of situation altogether. Person, and then next few seifim are discussing that kind of instance. We're now discussing the halachas of a person who is a chole sheish b'zakona. Chole sheish b'zakona, somebody who is what we call nowadays a pikuach nefesh. Mi sheish lechole shel zakona. There's a danger involved. His life is in danger. Mitzvah. There's a positive mitzvah. Lechal elov es Shabbos. There's a proper mitzvah. Atzol member is mekayim mitzvah asidin reise. V'azor is arizei meshubach. And a person who does it quickly, this is meshubach. V'hashoyel. However, on the other side, if it's a shoyel, if he's asking questions, if you're asking questions, that kind of instance, is it mutter, is it also, is it all these kinds of, what should I do? Should I do with the girl? Should I do with that? All that is a shoyfech domim, the Shulchan Aruch says in the Gemara as well. Hashoyler is a shoyfech domim. Mitzvah, sagt der Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Dalet. Mitzvah, perish. Lass es nur refuah. To do any refuah for that chole is a mitzvah. Any refuah. V'hatam, and the reason is, Mishum deksib, because the Torah says, V'chai bohem, you shall live. V'loi, and the Gemara Darshan, Shomus bohem, you shouldn't die because of the mitzvahs. You should live because of the mitzvahs, not you should die because of them. V'azoris v'chulu. Ele kamon tzif yud beis. V'agor shom. B'ma shenichtov shom b'mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah, they discuss another point, which we're not going to go into now. V'ayim b'yor yedeh, sof simen kufn, sof shim, sof simen kufn un hende be'inot shtei refuah yudu al anoshim al pe'mum. That's an interesting point which has to be mentioned. Refuah, the Morgan Avraham over here mentions that any refuah which you are allowing on Shabbos is only refuah which is a refuah yudu, a known refuah. If any medicines have been chal Shabbos for, it has to be a refuah which is known medically and proved to work, right? It has to work. If it's any type of hocus pocus or any type of other things, a lot of them are actually marketed nowadays. These things, you're not allowed to mechalish for them unless they are proved to actually work. It's an interesting point which has to be mentioned. V'hashoyel perish oiser ish shumis chased v'yorel lechal Shabbos b'choyli kaze. A person who is a shoyl, in other words, he's not sure he's chassid, loshen chassidus. He thinks that it might not be okay to do such a thing. He's not sure if he'll have to be chal Shabbos, b'choyle kaze, kim ala de moire, har is a shofich domim. He wants to have here a psak from a rav, from a rabbi. He is a shofich domim. Sheboit shoylich l'shoyl. As he's going to ask a shayl, in the meantime, yechlash, ha'choyle, yoysev, yuchal istaken. The person who's not well, he gets more and more weak, and yuchal istaken, he could get endangered. V'arekos v'oymo, lo yislamed al dam re'echo. And the pasuk says that you shouldn't stand on a person's blood, and therefore it's very important that shoyel harizei, one should be aware that shoyel harizei shefech domim. Shoyel, you're not allowed to ask any shaylas. Uvirushalmi isem. The Mishnah Berurah now adds another pshat. Uvirushalmi isem. Uvirushalmi says another point. Hanishal harizei meguna. That's a very interesting point, actually. The Yerushalmi says as follows: Hanishal harizei meguna. Hanishal, that it is not nice. Shoyel, the nishal, the person who is being asked harizei meguna. Perish. This means mishum shatalmid chacham b'mikoymoy. The talmid chacham in his place. Hoyer lidrosh bepirkel koil. He should have dashed publicly. Kedesh yedu kol am, that the whole all the people should know. V'loy tzarech leishal. It's the responsibility of a rav to dashed publicly. That a person is allowed to mechal, not only allowed to, but he's supposed to mechal Shabbos for Chol Shabbos Zakona. It's the obligation of any person who is a Talmid Chacham, who is a Rav. He has to dashen, and if he fails to do so, therefore the Rav, who was supposed to dashen, is supposed to teach his Olam that is supposed to mechal Shabbos, and now that he didn't do his job properly, the person who, if people ask him childless, that means he didn't do his job properly, because there's no Shabbos involved. As soon as the pikuach nefesh, you just mechal Shabbos and finished. If you machole be'atzma misyare, that's also very nagea. If machole be'atzma misyare, sheyav rola v'se Shabbos. If the chole himself is misyare, he is. The chole himself, the person who's not well himself, he wants to wait until after Shabbos. Shavuot of Shabbos, he himself wants to wait until after Shabbos. He doesn't want to dichel Shabbos. As long as it's Shabbos, he's very worried about it. Koyfin oiso, we force him. Umedabrim aliboy, and we talking to his heart. Shu chasidus shel shtus. We explain to him this is chasidus shel shtus. You have to look after yourself, which is very nagea. There's also nagea to Yom Kippur. A person who is not well, there's a koyfin oiso. We force him to understand that you have to look after yourself. And it's, if he's really in the situation of chole Shabbos akona, he has to mechal Shabbos, and that's it. Interesting. Just adding as a little as a footnote that there's been I don't know about London, but I know in Yerushalayim this ongoing talk about Hatzolah. Hatzolah is so big and so powerful over there. There's very little shiurim for Hatzolah members. Very little shiurim for Hatzolah members. So I asked once one of the people involved, asked him, why don't you organize properly shiurim for Hatzolah members? And then the answer which was given, which I'm not sure if that's official answer or not official answer, but a very interesting point for sure was, because that itself, if you give shurim, which is in its own praiseworthy thing, but by giving shurim, people would understand that they sometimes shyless, and people sometimes might get confused. When it comes to actual situation, Ramoshi can tell us all about it. When you actually come to situation, if you have to start thinking about all the, should I do that now? Is it better to do with a shino? Is it better not to do with a shino? Should I rather ask a goy? Should I rather not? It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. The kilkul that comes from it might be bigger than the gain. And therefore, in a lot of places that actually properly, they officially don't do shiurim for Hatzalah, and I don't know what this is, I don't know, Moshe can tell us more about it about over here, but it's extremely important that, okay, when there's any fakers, any shyness, or anything, it's just, we should just know that Pikuach Nefesh is Mamash Mitzvah Deraisa. Right, okay. What's a refush any you do? Generally, everything which a doctor will prescribe, or everything which a doctor will actually tell you that's actually, it's worth trying, is generally considered a free do. Yeah, yeah.
And non-conventional
medicine. As long as it's, if there is some sort of basis, it's not a hocus pocus. I don't want to say the words of. But there is some things which are going around, which are generally considered are accepted or they're not accepted. If it's generally not accepted, then it's a very big shaila. It's a very big shaila. Yeah. There is actually just talking about refu yudua, which is also interesting. The poskim discuss about when we chal Shabbos for a tzaddik, from a bocher, from a tzaddik. or from a scholar from a tzaddik or something on those lines. So without going into politics, which tzaddik is actually going to work and which one he won't, but this is a typical example of something which is not considered refuah yudua. It's not refuah yudua because this, you know, it hasn't been proved that it works. You can't prove it. I'm not sure if you go to the surgery over here. It's highly unlikely they'll recommend you to go to certain tzaddik to get better. I just want to quote somebody who just told me. I spoke to somebody last week about this, and he told me he's been doing it for 8 months, or 7 months, or something like that. He said he doesn't recognize himself anymore. That's what he said. That was the word somebody said. He said he doesn't recognize himself anymore. It's a completely different. He doesn't recognize himself. First of all, he's got the clarity. He understands so much more the halachas, and he knows so much more. And he said it's literally changed. Changes his whole life. It's a tremendous chashivas.
One thing though is I found the notion of a